You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Did you know that there's a platform for International Women's Day in the heart of the Vatican? It's called Voices of Faith. It's at its third edition, and it takes place at the beautiful Casina Pio IV in the Vatican Gardens. The Getz Foundation Voices of Faith is described as a storytelling event dedicated to the empowerment of women who have experienced trafficking, forced displacement, violence, forced early marriage, lack of education, simply for being female. Chantal Goetz, founder of the Voices of Faith initiative and executive director of the Fidel Goetz Foundation, explains why she thinks it is important to bring women's voices into the Vatican and how she hopes it will ultimately help to build a more just world.
Looking at the church, we see that, you know, the bigger mission of the church is social justice, and we have to admit that most of the work done is through women, but most of these voices, women voices, maybe are not heard, the women are not really visible. So by experience from working with the foundation and going to the fields and listening to these women, I felt so inspired that I thought maybe bringing in these stories into the church, into the heart of the church, and the heart of the church is the Vatican. So I think it's worthwhile to bring in these voices you usually maybe not, you don't hear. So this is what we are trying to do. And I think it makes a change, because if you do it by a storytelling format, it will touch the heart and the soul of the people. And finally, maybe it will change also the mind of the person, and this will change for the better and maybe for a more just and right world.
One of the Goetz Foundation's partners in this venture is Jesuit Refugee Service, with its focus on education, and in particular on the education of girls, as a key contribution to the needs and hopes of refugees. Jesuit Father Tom Smolich is actually present at the Voices of Faith event on March the 8th, moderating a discussion which is headlined What Women Want, a multi-generational conversation expanding women's leadership in the church. Father Joaquin Martinez, JRS's International Education Coordinator, spoke to me about the JRS Mercy in Motion campaign and of how education gives refugees hope and the tools not only to contribute to their new communities, but also to rebuild their old ones, and of how important it is in empowering girls and women, and even in keeping them safe.
The Getz Foundation has been a strong supporter of the Jesuit Refugee Service. And one of the goals of our Mercy in Motion campaign is to increase the number of students served by JRS by an extra 100,000. Our special emphasis, you might say, on the education of young women and girls. So to provide more access for them is something that is certainly of great interest to the Goetz Foundation.
Why are girls and women so much more vulnerable? And why is education such a saving factor in their lives today?
I think for the Jesuit Refugee Service, we recognize that education gives hope to people, and it allows people to transcend sort of the situations that they find in many places, in refugee camps and in urban areas. To be able to provide education to girls and to young women is to help them improve their lives. It's a lot harder for young women and girls, because, and sometimes even in a refugee camp, just access to the school, to walk across the camp is unsafe, you know, if you're a young girl. And sometimes you need to be asked to be helped with household chores or be able to help with livelihood for the community. You go to a refugee camp, you see a lot of young girls gathering firewood who otherwise would or should be in school. I mean, there's all sorts of situations. Young girls who enter into young marriages are not allowed or are not afforded an education because they would be starting to raise families, you know, from 12, 13 years old on. So the number of young women who are in primary education to secondary education drops. It's a very steep drop in the number of refugee girls who are in secondary education because of all the other factors that are involved in their lives.
We all agree, obviously, that education is an incredibly precious tool for someone who is on the move. It doesn't weigh anything. You don't have to carry it in your bags. It gives you the possibility to integrate, to build upon, and to have hope, as you say. Of these 60 million people who are on the move today, how many women and girls are actually having access to education?
I don't know the exact number. It's small. I know that the numbers, though, drop precipitously from primary education to secondary education, and then less than 1% of refugees have higher education access. So what JRS is trying to do is to increase the numbers of people served, especially in secondary education, because that allows them then to access higher education afterwards. We do have a lot of projects that work in primary education, formal education, schooling, and we would like to raise the numbers, again, as I said, by an extra 100,000 people served.
And of course you're reaching out across the board. It's not just Catholics, is it?
About 70% of the people we work with are Muslims, because most refugees in the world today are Muslims, and we run schools irrespective of the religious affiliation of the people we serve.
Father, do you have a message for these people who are suffering so much on our very borders at this moment as we speak, and who would like to build a life for themselves? That's all they want, peace and the possibility of a future.
I think the message is not so much to the people who are there, but to the people who are receiving them, or the people who are in the places that are receiving them. You know, that most of these refugees are just people in search of a better life for themselves and their families. I don't think they're, you know, threats. I think sometimes we're afraid of the other. And just from the experience I've had working with a lot of refugees, these are just simply people who are trying to escape violence and conflict and looking for a better life for their families. So as Christians, as Catholics, I think it's one of the things that we do is to welcome people. You know, so welcome, it goes back to the Old Testament, to welcome your strangers and resident aliens and among you. And I think that's a good call for us to remember.
Those were the voices of Chantal Goetz, founder of the Voices of Faith Initiative, and of Father Joaquin Martinez, JRS's International Education Coordinator.